Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir Shabbi Espeshchus from Army Rasi Sheyichu, Sus Rafuas, Arab Abram Yosef Ben Chana, and Rashai Ben Leah. So Shachol Israel, and we'll be learning the Tefillah of Adon Olam. Adon Olam, it's like a cute song. Say at the beginning of davening, and Shabbos, the end of davening. Here, there, little kids in kindergarten. There is so much omek, there is so much depth, there is so much profundity. To Adon Olam, they're not even words. So, if you look in the Siddur Olat Re'yah Shel Maran HaRav Zatzal, from page 44, it's amazing that it takes him 44 pages to get to Adon Olam. The Rav has a lot to say on every single word of Tefillah. It's just a pile plus. Unfortunately, he didn't finish his parish on the Siddur. So, it's one of the sad things in my life that the Rav only wrote on part of the Siddur, and the rest of the Siddur that we have is just Likutim, that Rav Tzvi Yehuda was malakit from different Sfarim, what the Rav had written on the Siddur, but the actual Perush that the Rav wrote on the Siddur, he only gets into Psuga de Zimra. He doesn't even finish Psuga, in the middle of Psuga de Zimra, it already starts with Likutim. So, Maisa, he doesn't even get to Ashrei. He gets up to Ashrei. So, but until Ashrei, there's, you know, 228 pages. Ashrei's on page 228. He's got a lot to say until then. Akopanim, the only eitz I can give, if you get anything out of this year, it's going to be to learn the Siddur. Olat liyav maran harav zetzal, zedvarim shel hafle v'fel. Adon olam asher melech b'terem kol yitzir nevra leis esav v'chefza kol azay melech shemo nikra. Master of the world before everything was created. That who ruled before everything was created. And when, with his desire, everything was made, then he was called king. So here the Rav says that God, before everything was created, was this infinite, untouchable, impossible to understand, unscrutable, beyond imagination, beyond belief God. He was the master of the world before everything was created. What is melucha? Melucha is the capacity to create everything. And God always has that. And that's the true adnus, that's the true malchus. That's why he was Adon Olam before everything was created. Because this adnus of his, this mastery means that he can create everything. And that malchus is chemdas kol achamudo, ziv kol aziv. We're not reading every word, because I want to get through as much of the tefillah as we can. Ziv kol azivim shemeorah chafetz ayon mitgalel lasot et kol vaz b'chinah zo sheish kvar makom lesamen b'shem et v'nei chafetz atzili ha-magbil et ha-malchut ha-elyona l'shem megalotel ha-vyanushit. So first of all, you have the Adram Lach B'terem Kol Yitzir. Before there was everything. There wasn't even time. There wasn't even time. He was master before there was even time. And that means that he has complete capacity to do everything, create everything he wants. And that's a God that we can't possibly comprehend. But la'eis, then there was a certain time. Shish kvar makom l'samein b'shem et. Why is there a place that you can say et, a time? Because now there's this desire of Hashem. This is all Kabbalah, by the way. Rav Kook throws in lots and lots of Kabbalah, but I'm not going there because I don't understand any of it. We're just going to understand on the most basic nigla plane, if that. Because of the noble desire, hamagbil, that limits et ha-malchut ha-elyona, the more elevated malchus. Because God wants to reveal the practical world. And then you can call him king. So, Adon Olam is Makor Adnut Elyona Matala Mikol Tzion Malchuti Mufshat. So this Adon Olam, this master of the world, this is the source of the elevated Adnus, is above any Tzior Malchuti, any royal illustration, abstract royal picture illustration. It's beyond anything we can imagine. This is Yechod Chevetz HaChafetzim V'Rotzon HaRotzonot Idealu T'Kolot Idealim. It's the highest of all the ideals. It's the desire of all desires. It's the source of all sources. Shleimutah Shekol Shleimut is the Shleimus of all Shleimus. Asher Malach, that he ruled. V'atzimiyutah Shel HaMamlacha. What does it mean God ruled? God ruled the essence of Mamlacha. B'terem Kol Yetzir Nivra. Before anything was created. In other words, God has complete power before anything is created. Before the world of Maisa, it's not limited by anything. It's this infinite of the heavenly freedom. Absolute gvura, absolute chesed. Bein gvura midava haracha. There's no limits. Late nasev chevtzo kol. At the time when Hashem created everything, below shum echrech, nobody forced him. It was his own chefetz. Below shum matzor, below shum tochen mabir. Nothing limited God. He decided to create it on his own. Nothing limits him. That's bechevtzo kol. It's all of his chefetz. It's his desire. Vasisa asias kol chi koli. Vakol azeh ka'ain hu nechshav l'gavi akol elyon. Shalom amlecha chaviyah shel terem kol yitzir nivra. So when he created this call relates to the Terem call. In other words, when God created everything, that was a God who was limiting himself with his desire to create the world. And that, but that limitation relates to God's infinity. That's all fitting for the infinite kingdom. Then we can call him king. In other words, this Malchus goes together with the infinite Malchus, which is Achaviyah Merov Pliyata, which is beyond us, hidden. So we're going to call him king, and this kingship relates to the ultimate kingship, because he had this Malach B'Terem Kol Yitzir Nivra. And now we're going to call him Melech, and this Malchus is Mutam, is fitting to the ultimate Malchus, to the hidden Malchus. But remember, there are two levels here. There's a level of God beyond this world we can't imagine, what they call the transcendental God beyond us. And then there's the immanent God that decided to create the world and limit himself. And that king that we call him is related to the king of before creation, before there was an eight, before there was time, if you can say before there was time. What does it mean? After everything is finished, you, God, the awesome one, ruled alone. But if there's nothing left, who are you ruling over? This kechlot hakol, it's klot, it's finished. See, the Rav says beautifully, it's milashan klot nefesh. Hametuta mugeshet ha'asuya inei yarda v'ratzon gavua b'chefetz ayon m'merom muzah she'elechol et ha'nisa. B'alat ha'vshur ta'amotim u'gal. God has this unlimited power, m'romei ein sof, el'gvul ha'mitzumsam v'amorad ha'mugbal l'chol madregotav. Omnam b'vaday, lo le'adei ad yeh murad v'alzeyan 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 z'ashiro. In other words, God limited himself to create this world. But this is not going to be forever. So this kechlot hakol means not destruction, but miloshen klois nefesh, meaning that my heart is yearning, is pining for God. So it goes back to God. That's what it means. It doesn't mean there's going to be nothing left. It means after the world is kechlot, we've completely subsumed ourselves into godliness. Ha shiva zot, this return shel kolut aviyah shel hakol al machos chefetz elyon asher ruim me'al ha'tzimtzum v'hagbala havayatit. Zot yateret ha'malchut ha'malchut elyona. We didn't understand what this means. So this, now we're going to go back after the end of time. We're going to go back to God with this close hanefesh, with this yearning, with this pining, and we're going to be subsumed back into godliness. And then ulevado, then alone yimloch, he's going to rule this awesome one. That's what it means. V'niska v'shem levado b'yom. It's all the things between God and nothing else. And we're just going to, we're not like it in this world, where we feel separate from God. Then we're really going to be connected. Hu hayav hu avev hu yeh b'tifara. He was, is, and will be in its glory. What does it mean, was, is, and will be? So first of all, there was a yirida. There was a yirida from the Ein Sof, from the infinite, like we said, into our world. And then it was limited, it was contracted to our world. So we have before the world was created, when it was God was infinity and with infinite possibilities of what he was going to create. Then there was this world, which is limited. And then there's the next world, which is where we're going all back to, we're all going back to God. Kechlot HaKol. Now, all of these three stages have nothing to do with God. Ein lam yachas ve'erich kimel ha'mitzut ha'olamot, ha'olamit. This only relates to the mitzius of the worlds. El ha'vayot b'b'chinatam ha'atzmit. Aval l'gabei ha'shlemut ha'liyona shlemutan de'kola. Ein kol eilu ha'shinuyim chalim klam. This has nothing to do with God's shlemus. God's shlemus is not changed at all not before the creation of the world, not during the creation of the world, as the world exists, not after the world goes back to godliness. It's all the same God. God doesn't change, we change.
בעת שהכל היה עלום בים האווירי עליון של אפשריות אינסופיות, ובין המעמד של ההווה עם כל מרודיו והגבלותיו, ובין המעמד הנהדר של העתיד המלא זוהר, שהכל חוזר בו ליסוד הווייתו בעוב פאר והדר. אלא בניין אחד ובלטות שווה הם כל המצבים לגבי עליוניות כבוד אל מרומם, המתעלה מכל שינוי מכל התפעלות ותרומות. God doesn't change. We change. והוא היה, he was, הווה, ויהיה, all the same. Past, present, future. With all the changes, God stays alone. בתפארת גדולתו העליונה המפוארת. With his great glory, that there's no change in God. Nothing happens to God with the Hayah Oveviyeh. And all the Elias, all the Romus, all is Kalul Burum Tefarto Asher Lo Dumiyat Tehila. To him silence is praise. Can't even talk about that, we don't understand. He is one and there is no second, to make a mashal and to connect. What does that mean? Afal pi she'amarnu hadvar yichudan elyon shel havayot כולן בשורשן המיוחד מקור הרטות המוחלטה. ברז היכולת העליון שהוא תמיד בפועל בכל שם תואת המגד, has an infinite power to do whatever he wants at all times. And we spoke about the Yuridus of the world to our world, from beginning to end. And then they're going to go back to the source. However, don't think for a second, שיש איזה דוגמה וערך לעצמותן של ההוויות, אפילו בחלותן המקוריותן, היותר מזוככת, בתור עניין מופרד ומחובר נמשל ונערך לגבי אדון קול. Don't think there's anything that we can make a mashal. There's no mishalim for God. There's nothing that we can relate to God. It's all beyond us. All the aliyos, all the yiridos, all the amshachos, all the chazaros. It's only legabe didon, the limitations of the worlds. However, as far as God is concerned, nothing has changed. He is the same God. V'hu echad v'ein sheni. There's no other. In other words, there's no possibility of making any mashal to God. He is singular. So singular you can't even make mishalim. Laham shilo, to make a mashal, lahachbira. You can't connect him to anything because he's above everything. So again, we try to, because I'll say, Mashal HaMelech, Mashal HaAbba, so we have Mashal HaMkeilu, but that's just on some level to create, to relate to God as he connects to this world. But you have to know that God Ba'atzmuso, Be'oz Chivyon Rum Romamut Uzo, you know, to use a little bit of the flowery, poetic, Kabbalistic language of Maron HaRavz Itzel, he's beyond us. And that's what it means. There's no second, meaning there's no nothing that connects to him, nothing that relates to him, because he's so beyond. Laham shilo, to make a moshal achbira, to connect him to. B'li reshit, b'li tachlit, v'lo oz v'amitzra. What does that mean? There's no beginning, there's no end, and to him is the strength and the rulership. So we speak about the beginning of time, and the beginning, the end, but you just have to know that that doesn't relate to God. God doesn't have a beginning, and God doesn't have an end. That only relates to us. We speak about the period that preceded the world, that's the beginning, and the tachlis in the end, that relates to us, not to Hashem himself. So it's so important that we can appreciate how people think that at times God is in their back pocket. Yeah, I get God. He does this, he does that. I understand exactly. Oh, God is doing it for this, for that. Rabbi Isai, he's beyond us. Nothing we can ever possibly imagine. So therefore, we just have to be humble and understand that we don't understand. And that's the most important thing to do. To understand that we don't understand. And everything we see and everything we understand is as it relates to us. We have to try to understand as much as we can as it relates to us. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmuso, Les Machsheva Tefisa Be'Klal. God himself, there's no way we can possibly understand. Hinei Rak Lo Ha'oz Shel Hamtzat Havayot V'Hamtzim Kulam. Only God has the power to create everything from the beginning to end. V'lo ha-misra, and he has the rulership. L'ovil otam kulam b'chol ha-meseh, b'chol ha-dim shenem, b'chol ha-dakeh ha-sibuch shalem, b'chol ha-dim ha-tzivim, b'chol ha-dim ha-chona, b'matarogel. God has the rulership, he's the sar, to bring everything to its ultimate purpose. And that's the misra mukhlata, that's the absolute rulership from beginning to end. Okay, but that's only God has that. God brings history, guides history towards the end, from beginning to end, and he has the power to create everything from beginning to end, but it's all as it relates to us. But God himself has no reishis and no tachlis, no beginning, no end. And nevertheless, and this is so meridik, he is my God and the life of my redemption. So even though God is ein ketz, ein tachlis, ein sof, infinite, beyond anything we can imagine, nevertheless, he is eli mashkichi aprati. He is my own personal mashgiach. He is ruling over me. He is watching me. He is guiding me. You, my sweet beloved friend, he is with you every second of the day guiding you. As great as he is and as high as he is, not like, you know, when I was a kid, I once wrote a letter to Ronald Reagan. He's the president of the United States. This is going back like 80 years. So I wrote a letter to Ronald Reagan, and he wrote me back. Got a whole pack, large envelope from the White House with a picture of him, with his signature and a letter and this. Obviously, they sent every kid who sends a letter to the White House. That's what they send him. So Ronald Reagan never knew who I was, which is fine. But God knows who I am every second of every day. And that's what matters. And that's what it means. Never, after all is said and done, he is my God. Drawing my life from the life of my redemption. Hagoel Mishachas, that redeems from destruction. The whole Metzias and all the details. And the Gula keeps going. And he does this without anybody stopping him. And he's true Chaim. Chaim is something that never stops. He is Goliam Olamim Kol Hashbalot Kulan. He elevates me above all the Hashbalos U'mekimi Al Bamasei Haaretz. And he lifts me up on the high places of the earth. And he's also Tzurchev Li Beit Sarah. And he's also the rack of my chevel, of my pains at a time of tzara, like chevle leida, like birth pangs. So kasher ani rohim et hayiridot hagdolot shel shorshei hametziyut, when we see the great yiridus of the roots of reality from the beginning until the end, and anu chashim et habitachon ha'meusher shel hayesh kulo batanu olam asher lo hashra'at hareishit karuch im ha'achdut. So you should know, with all your readers of the Metzias, from the beginning to the end, we have complete faith, trust, that God, the Adon Olam, to Him, the beginning connects to the end with His great chesed and good. He knows every detail of all of our lives. And He is a merciful God, and a loving God, and a compassionate God, and a strong God. And we are like children in the hands of our Father. And we are have trust in this God. So you have to know that. At all your pains, all your difficulties, God is with you, and to have complete trust. So this was Gevaldik. We got through a lot of the tefillah, not all of it. We didn't read every word, but definitely it's just pilei plos, just to give you a taste. And Amir Tashem, if God's good to us, we will continue with Vehuni Si Umanu Sli in the next Ashir. And I thank you so much for listening. This was beyond awesome. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.